A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Be'ya Daf Yud Aleph, Be'ya 11a, pagination page 21. We're going to start from the first wide line at the two dots, but I'd like to do two lines from the Mishnah on the facing page. So if you'll join me on Yud Amud Beis 10b, pagination 20, about the 8th or 9th line. The first word on the line is mutarim, and then we begin with the last phrase of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is dealing with cases where a person designated birds for yomtif use. He intends to shecht them, eat from them for his yomtif suda. But we want to make sure that the ones that he's collecting now on Yom Tov are indeed the ones that he designated. And the Mishnah comes up with fascinating cases where the person left dark ones and he found light-colored ones, light, dark, 2, 3, 3, 2. He didn't find exactly what it was that he left there originally. And the question is, can we attribute that at least the ones that remain that seem to match his colors or his numbers, can we assume that these are the same ones? Or is everything changed and the ones that left and the ones that are here are different birds? Those are sophisticated cases. I'd like to stick to the last case of the Mishnah, which is a little bit more straightforward. The Mishnah says, Besocha Kain, if you left the birds and designated them while they were in the nesting area in the pigeonhole, Umatzo Lefnei HaKain, and now when you come back, you find them in front of the pigeonhole, Asurim, that's forbidden. V'me'en Sham Eloheim, but if they are the only ones around, hare'ilu mutarim, then it's permitted because there's no reason to expect any other birds to be here other than these which are here. And there's a bit of commentary to be made on both parts of this phrase. The first part of the phrase was, besocha kein, if it was designated inside the pigeonhole and you found it in front of the pigeonhole, it's usur because we're worried that maybe an exchange occurred because there are other pigeonholes in the area and maybe some birds switched with these birds. So we have to define what the word lefnei means, in front of the pigeonhole. Where exactly did I find these birds that I'm concerned that other birds may have switched with them because I didn't find them exactly where I left them? So the Ramah in Siman Tuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Yudalid mentions, im hizmin tocha kein, if you designated them while they were in the pigeonhole, umatza al pesach hakein, and you found them at the entrance, like on the platform, right in front, mutarim, that's permitted. That's within range of what the birds would do and still be attributable to the ones that you left there. That's not considered a change of location. And clearly, what the Ramah is doing with this Mishnah and what the Gemara does with the Mishnah is that the word lefnei means that they wandered off to an area in front of the pigeonhole, meaning like the front yard. But if they just are right there in front, literally, of the pigeonhole on the platform, that's not considered having removed themselves and entered into the discussion of question whether or not they are really the ones you designated. The second part of the phrase, Vim ein sham Elohim, if these are the only ones here, Harei Elu Mutarim, then they're going to be permitted. So we need to clarify that we're talking about birds that are able to flap their wings and move a little bit, but they're not able to fly. Because if they were able to fly, then it's impossible to say, Ein Sham Elohim, these are the only ones around. What do you mean, the only ones around? Birds fly. They fly for miles. When it says, Ein Sham Elohim, these are the only ones around, it means in the type of capability that the birds you designated had, which was, they could hop, they could flap their wings. The words of the Mishnah Bura are, Mafrichim Kitsas, they can fly a little, but they can't actually take off yet. And those are the types of birds that you found now on Yom Tif. But you found them a little bit away from the pigeonhole where you designated them. Question is, are they going to be Muktzah? Can you worry, do you have to worry that they are different birds? Or are these the same birds that I left? So Mafrichim Kitsas indicates that if this is the only pigeonhole in the area, and this is the type of transport that they're capable of, so then I don't have to attribute them to some conspiracy theory of how they got here. I'm allowed to assume that these are the same birds that I designated, and they just hopped a little bit a ways. Let's move on to today's Daf Be'ed Yud Aleph 11a, the first wide line where the Gemara elaborates on this discussion. V'mein Sham Elohein, if these are the only birds around, as we mentioned, based on their capability of transport, Harei Elu Mutarim, they are permitted. Hechi Domi, what's the case? Ilema B'mefurachim, if they're capable of flying, so it could very well be that these ones flew away, the ones you designated, and the ones you're finding are totally new ones. We're talking that they hop. If there is another pigeonhole, another source for such birds within 50 amos, for argument's sake, let's calculate it at 80 feet within the area. Then they could definitely have transported themselves and exchanged that these ones went there and those came here, and you don't know for sure that you're getting the ones that you designated because there's another choice within 50 amos. So that can't be the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying there are none others. This is all based on a principle that we'll say in a moment, that typically the pigeons, these birds, will only go 50 amma away from their nesting area, and they'll go, they'll eat, they'll feed, but they will go back, and they won't go too far so that they shouldn't be able to go back. So they'll only stray 50 amma. V'i deleka came b'sel chamishim amma pshita demutarim. And if there's no such pigeonhole within 50 yama, then of course it's permitted. How did they get there? The Amar Mar Ukva Bar Chama, because we have a principle. Kala medada in a medada yosa mechamisha mama. When they hop, they only hop as far as 50 yama because they want to be able to get back to their nesting area. Now, interestingly, this principle is not limited to the case of muktza for Yom Tif use of the birds. This concept shows up in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Samach Sif Ches on the topic of who owns the birds. If there's a discussion between two people who raise birds, so we would attribute the pigeonhole that's nearby to be the source, because they only stray if they're in this condition of semi-hopping, flying, kind of. So that status, they'll only go 50 amma, and you could attribute that the birds are indeed his. It's not an act of stealing if he takes them, and the person who finds them would attribute them to this person who's in close proximity and return the birds to him. In any case, we're left with a question. What was the point of our Mishnah by saying, Ein Sham Elohim, there is no other coop there's no other pigeonhole nearby. Of course, we know that. If it's not within 50 amos, so there's nothing to talk about. And the Gemara says there's a phenomenal chiddush implied by our Mishnah. La'olam di'ike came b'so chamishim amah. There is another pigeonhole within 50 amah, but something is blocking. Ukegon de'kaima b'keren zavis. There's a house in the way. So that as they stray, they would not be able to see their home. Mahu de'tema. I might have thought, adduye addude addu kamash malon. I would have thought that maybe they stray up to 50 amah, because that was always the number that we dealt with. Comes along the Mishnah to tell me, kol hecha de medada v'hadar chazel l'kinei medada, it's only if they could still look over their shoulder, so to speak, and see their home, they will continue straying up to 50 amah, v'ilo, but if they can't see their home, lo medado, they would not go. So if you found the pigeon around the bend, even though it's within 50 amah, it can be attributed to the pigeonhole that is within view and does not have to be attributed to the other pigeonhole, which is within 50 amah, because that pigeonhole is not in view. And that would apply to our case of whether or not it is considered reliable that this is the one you prepared. And likewise, we would take this logic and discuss it by the case of Choshen Mishpat, where we want to know whose pigeon is it. And we have a principle here that even though they stray 50 amah, but they don't stray around the corner. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.